Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Strohs411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Strohs.
Well, the Astros are the first or second team, depending on how much you hate the Astros, to make the playoffs with a losing record in MLB history. We've been talking about this. We've been saying, let's get some wins so we don't go into the playoffs with a sub-500 record. But here is hoping for a sub-500 World Series between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Houston Astros. But the Astros have got to play better. I know Dusty Baker says, keeps on saying, we got to play better. We got to play better. Yes, you do. You can't lose three out of four to the Texas Rangers, who are basically going out for the season. So this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off your first order. And don't forget to check out our podcast daily on any podcast medium you have, whether that be Apple or Spotify or anything like that. Just make sure you check us out. And Brett and I appreciate that. So, Brett, how do you feel about your Houston Astros that back their way into the playoffs?
Well, hey, you know, it's not about how you get there, but it's whether you get there, right? Or maybe?
Well, yeah, because they can win 2 out of 3 and then win 3 out of 5 and then win, 4 out of 7?
Yeah,
and then
so,
4 out of 7. So.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's actually pretty unnerving to see them go down like that to the Arlington Rangers in Home Depot Field. I mean, Tough Shed Stadium. I mean, Globe Life Field. It is pretty discouraging because
it actually looks pretty nice.
No, it does. I mean, it is Minute Maid Park 2.0. I mean, they took Minute Maid Park and like made it bigger, you know. But I digress on that point. So here's the thing, Eric. Am I worried? Yes. Do I think they can pull it out and win against the Twins? Yes. How optimistic am I if you were to basically say right now, you have to tell me 100%, do the Astros beat the Twins or not? I say yes, it's possible. I am your fanboy for the Houston Astros, that's right. But some things have to happen, Eric. What do you think the Astros most have to be successful at in order for them to get past the Twins? Pitching or hitting? What is the top priority?
Honestly, I think it's Zach Greinke becoming Zach Greinke again, not this guy of the last five or something starts with the 7.53 ERA. He's got to really come out and have a statement game. And granted, the Greinke has seen a lot of teams over and over again because you're only playing the AL West and then you're playing NL West. So the Twins have not seen Greinke probably in a while, maybe an interleague play or something like that. Maybe they saw him last year with the Astros. I don't remember off the top of my head. But they do tend to do better against left-handed pitchers. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think Zach Greinke is important to get the Astros up 1-0. But the bats have got to come alive. We've seen some signs. We saw the other day where George Springer, Alex Bregman, and Jose Altuve all homered in game. We saw Jose Altuve smiling today. We saw him hit a homer. We saw him playing great defense. And then you had the old, let's just go ahead and get them out and so they can go play a round of golf in spring training. But this should have been a must-win game because you didn't want to be one of those teams that went to the playoffs with a sub-500 record. But maybe you're right. As long as you get there, you get there. But it is embarrassing. And Dan Clark has said that it's an actual further example of the Astros. What do you say?
He basically said, isn't it almost like a picture, a foreshadowing of things to come. Maybe he didn't use those words. Is that what he's saying? Is he trying to say this is what the Astros' fate is going to be? This is what the Astros are going to be, a sub-500 team? I think that's what you're alluding to with Mr. Dan Clark, who absolutely loves the Astros. It's his favorite team. He tweets about them, I think, more than any other team in the world. But, you know, with that being said, all the negativity, I'm telling you, I know what the Astros are doing, Eric, and I tweeted this out. In a couple of weeks, I expect all of y'all to retweet my tweet and call me a genius. The Astros are backing into the playoffs and limping into the playoffs, coming in under the radar. Why? Because they're going to kick everybody's ass.
Yeah, and they could be playing a lame duck. They could be pool sharking the league. But, yeah, it's really embarrassing how it just seems like when hitting's going well, the pitching's off. When pitching's doing well, they can't get hits. And I was looking at the stats between the Astros and Twins, and they have about the same batting average. They have about the same OPS. The biggest difference is the Astros, this was not including today's games, only had 66 homers, and I believe the Twins had 91 homers at the time or something like that. So the Astros' power has diminished this year, and I think they were like 6th or 7th in the league with the homers. The Twins are 2nd in homers, but the Astros have actually scored more runs. So it's just so weird to see the Twins' offense. Like, they kind of rely on the long ball. Chickstig long ball, and I know their pitching has been better than I thought they were. They have the 2nd best ERA in the American League. I don't know if that's changed after today's game, but the Astros and Twins, I think they're a good matchup, but they kind of compare pitching-wise. Like, they don't really have aces, so to speak. I know Jose Berrios is pretty good. Zach Greinke's pretty good, but it's no Justin Verlander. And unfortunately, we're going to have to do this one without Justin Verlander. And that's something that a lot of people will look. But what Dan was saying is this is another season where there would be asterisk next to the name or something like that. Tainted. That's the word he used.
That's right. Oh, yeah, tainted, of course. We're going to hear that word forever in a day. I mean, we'll be hearing that word when we're in our 60s. So against left-handed pitching, since they are going up against Zach Greinke,
he's right-handed, but
they actually face far fewer pitchers that were left-handed. They faced him in 44 games. The Twins batted .236. They only hit 14 home runs. They had 123 strikeouts in only 518 at-bats. They had 122 hits.
What about right-handers?
Right-handers, they went .246. Of course, they faced a lot more. They had 1,300-plus plate appearances. They had 75 home runs. So a majority of their home runs came off the right-handers. Oh,
yeah. Okay, so Zach Greinke is right-handed, but what I'm thinking about is game two. Do you go with Framber Valdez or do you go with Jose Urquidy?
Well, right now, with the way Framber Valdez is pitching, I think you go with him. He is your most seasoned pitcher. He is your most used. He's in this groove. I mean, and he's got the stuff. And I mean, hopefully his psychologist is with, or psychiatrist, or whoever is with him on this trip, because he will definitely need to be there to make sure he stays focused mentally. I don't know why I was thinking Zach Greinke was a left-hander.
I don't know. Maybe because you thought I was leading you up to that or something.
Well, yeah, we were sitting here talking about how do they do against left-handed pitching prior to the show.
I was thinking about game two, because it's pretty much already been said that Lance McCullers, after his 9 strikeouts in 4 innings, he's going to be the game 3 pitcher. We already knew that Zach Greinke would be the game 1 pitcher, and he'll be facing Kenta Maeda. And so that'll be an interesting matchup. Former Dodgers ties there, but definitely something to chew on. And speaking of chewing on, what if you're hungry and you kind of want a snack? Do you have any advice?
Oh, yeah. I get Built Bar. Why? Because it's the best tasting bar. It is the most amazing protein bar on the market. It is even deliciouser now. Why? Because it's wrapped in 100% chocolate. And with flavors like caramel brownie, coconut almond, raspberry, cookies and cream, and carrot cake. And let me tell you this. I hate, like, real carrot cake. Like, if you bring me a carrot cake for my birthday, I will not eat it.
Yuck.
But I had carrot cake. I'm not lying, Eric. Carrot cake is now my... We ordered an entire box of carrot cake. I love it. And it's got walnuts in it. And I don't even like walnuts. So they make a believer out of someone like me who's a skeptic about these things. Built Bar is great for the healthy, conscious guy or girl. You can lose and maintain weight while indulging in this delicious treat. I'm actually down 4 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. And they have a ton of protein, very little sugar. The calories are manageable, and there's only 4 net carbs. So right now, with your purchase, while supplies last, you can get a free cooler. That's right, while supplies last, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
All right, so speaking of chewing on it, I know that we kind of talked about the Astros. Their bats have got to wake up. Their pitching has got to continue their success, whether it be Jose Urquidy or Framber Valdez. But looking at the numbers, just off the top of my head, I don't have Statcast like Dusty Baker has to kind of decide these things. But I just looking at the bare naked stats, I say you go with Jose Urquidy. And Framber Valdez, he has come in relief several times before. He is the more experienced reliever, and the Twins have a slightly better batting average against left-handed pitchers. So I say that Jose Urquidy will probably get the start in game two, but I could be wrong. Valdez has the highest WAR on the team, so or F WAR, and it just I would say that he's kind of earned it. But same time, I think that he has come out of bullpen. So I think we will see Jose Urquidy in game two. And hopefully he can continue his playoff success as of last year. And he's looked great recently.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so let's go with that Jose Urquidy idea. I don't think it's a bad one. I'm no rocket scientist myself. Although I live close to NASA, that doesn't make me qualified to launch a rocket into space. But here's the thing. With Zach Greinke going, Eric, let's say this. Zach Greinke goes in and he has 6 strong innings, and Dusty Baker decides, you know what? I need to throw him off the mark. So I know I've got Urquidy going in game two. What do you think about Framber Valdez coming in the 7th and 8th inning and then bringing in Anoli Paredes or even a Blake Taylor? Because right now I do not know why you would want to put Presley in a close game unless you had a large lead.
I don't know who the closer is right now. Maybe Presley will kind of wake up in the playoffs, but that it really is the difference between the Astros and the Twins. I mean, I guess the A's too, or any team that we face in American League is could be the bullpen. Our bullpen just is not strong. It didn't help that Joe Smith opted out for a season. It doesn't help that you've had all these injuries. You don't have your true closer and Roberto Osuna. And so the Astros, it is what it is, and they have to deal with it. No Brad Peacock, no Chris Davinsky, thank gosh. I don't even know if Joe Biagini's on the team anymore.
No, that guy is, I don't know what he's doing. He's probably,
I haven't seen him in a
he's
while.
He's probably on a shrimp boat in Corpus Christi getting shrimps with Forrest Gump, I'm pretty sure, because, you know, he's a jokester and Forrest Gump's funny. So hopefully he's got a career in that. I actually hear they pay pretty good on shrimp boats.
Yeah, that's what Bubba said. Anyway, so the Astros ERA, team ERA before today's game was 4.26, and they were 6th in the league. The Twins was 3.58, and that was 2nd in the league. And I was surprised. Looking at the names on the rotation, I'm surprised, but I forgot how good a season Kenta Maeda had. And when he was healthy, Jake Odorizzi was decent, and Jose Berrios is pitching pretty good. But I still like the Astros' chances. They just really got to – you've got to trust the bullpen. And I remember hearing somebody talk about the A's, and they said all they need to do is just get 5 innings out of a starting pitcher and then go to their bullpen. The Astros don't have that option. And the reason why I think Framber Valdez is going to be a reliever is what happens if Zach Greinke gets knocked out early in game one. You're going to need somebody to kind of –
well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, even if he's having a good game, maybe he's going through the lineup only for a second time, and then you want to save him. But you're not going to save him for a three-game series because he's not going to pitch again. So, but maybe you get enough out of him what you get. Maybe the Astros have a big enough lead, like I say, to change speeds and to change the approach of the baseball coming to the plate with the Framber Valdez would be a very aggressive move on Dusty Baker's part. But, Eric, I've got to be honest with you. I don't know how much trust I have in Dusty Baker. I know he's got a ton of, like, he's got a ton of miles in the league. He knows way more about baseball than I'll ever imagine knowing. I mean, with his expertise. But there are a lot of people who see Dusty Baker as the guy who lost them the World Series or the guy who couldn't get them past certain rounds in the playoffs. My question is this. If the bats get hot and the pitchers are kind of meandering around, you know, mediocre or okay, is Dusty Baker possibly going to be the reason why they lose this series?
Because he goes with Zach Greinke too long or pulls him too early or something like that.
Do you think that's a
Game
real concern?
Game 7 World Series. Jeez. Why did you take Zach Greinke out, AJ Hinch? Oh.
But I would rather have AJ Hinch right now than Dusty Baker.
I think everybody would. And I think that the Tigers, from what I hear, may get their – I mean, nobody knows anything right now, but Tigers could get AJ Hinch or some other team. But this is not Hinch. This is not, you don't have the same confidence in this guy. And I know he's got the miles, like you said, but some of his decisions, and I know at the beginning of the year, I did say, oh yeah, this is who the Astros really need. And I was right. This is his personality is what the Astros needed to get through the season. Why did they extend him? I'm not sure. Maybe they thought it wasn't fair to, with having a shortened season, all the injuries, maybe that it wasn't fair and they wanted to give him another chance to win a World Series. But with all the free agents, you're losing Reddick, Yuli, Springer, Brantley. That's a big part of your order that you could possibly be losing. And you're going to bring back Dusty Baker next year. I mean, who knows if the team even likes him?
Now, let's say the Astros get past the Twins. Let's say the Astros make it to World Series.
I still
think
they do get past the Twins.
Okay. So let's say they get to the ALCS. They get past the ALCS, being ultra positive here, and they get to the World Series. Let's say they lose the World Series. Do you think Dusty Baker then does enough to win the fans' mind in Astros Nation and stay in the Astros? Okay. Because I really
with this team, without Justin Verlander, if he gets to a World Series and they lose, yes, he did the same thing AJ Hinch did.
Because if he lose, so if they lose in the World Series, it's because they don't have Justin Verlander. But if they lose in the ALDS, it's because of Dusty Baker?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. See, that is exactly what we like about this beautiful game of baseball. And honestly, if Dusty Baker by chance happens to listen to this, we have 100%.
We're just kidding, mostly.
No, well, here's the thing. We fully respect.
He's not, by the way. But
okay. Well, hey.
He's too busy looking at StatCast.
Oh, that's right. Wondering if players have run too much. That's right. Well, you know, here's the thing.
No. He wasn't saying that he saw in StatCast that he ran too much. He's saying that he ran too much yesterday, and his StatCast numbers weren't good.
Oh, see, it was misconstrued then online because it came across as he said StatCast told him.
It's the way the whoever it was, Kaplan or whoever said it, it was just the way they said it. And, I mean, that's just the way I'm interpreting it.
Okay.
I don't think there's a way, there's a stat that says this guy ran too much the day before. I really don't.
No, I don't. Well, that's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Full disclosure, Eric is going to be the nice guy, and Eric is not going to be ultra critical.
The Astros are 29-31. They suck.
Okay. Well, never mind. So, hey, here's what I've got to ask you. They have guys like Taylor Rogers, who is basically their saves leader right now. They have Rich Hill. He is one of their pitchers.
Another Dodgers tie.
Yes, another Dodgers tie. Michael
Pineda.
Yeah, Michael Pineda.
I love saying his name for some reason.
Yeah, it's hard, but I'm sitting here looking.
It's kind of like
Tyler Clippard.
It's kind of like having tar on your neck or on the brim of your jersey. That's why I like saying Pineda. Well, it reminds me of tar.
Well, the Astros have to jump on Kenta Maeda early. Yeah. I think they come out as a visitor. I think we need a Springer dinger. I think we need Altuve, Brantley, Correa, and Bregman to all get at least one or two hits. We need Kyle Tucker to hit a home run and get some RBIs and go from there. We have to build on momentum. They definitely didn't do that in Arlington, and it was disappointing. So what do you think their focus is, Eric? Is their focus like, you know what, guys, we limped into the playoffs and we hope we can win? Or do you think they still have enough moxie about them and swag because of Bregman, because of Springer, because of their personalities, that they go in with full confidence thinking that they can beat the Minnesota Twins?
I think that they have to. They have to put the last three games away out of their head and just remember game one where their offense exploded. Wasn't it 12 runs?
12 runs, yeah. But that was like an anomaly because before that.
But that shows that they can do it. And I don't know. I mean, I know that they sat Correa and Springer yesterday, and then everybody was back in the lineup, but they took them out. And you're not going to win a game with a DeJong pitching. I mean, I'm sorry. Chase, isn't his name?
Chase DeJong, yeah.
Yeah, but he looked pretty good, but Dusty left him in too long. He should have. But that's not going to be an issue. He's not going to be on the playoff roster. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody like Luis Garcia on it. I think he's kind of done enough. I think we're going to see some of the normal suspects, including Ryan Presley.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking, wait, that doesn't sound right. No, who's Alex Presley?
Well, I thought you were going to say Alex Bregman, and I was like, yeah, he better be on this freaking – Mark my words. If Alex Bregman is not on the playoff roster, I will get a tattoo – never mind.
On your booty?
No, I don't get tattoos because they're permanent.
So here's the thing that we're going to have to deal with is – on Tuesday, it's going to be all-day affair. They're going to have basically four games.
Wow.
And so...
that's impressive.
We know that the Astros versus the Twins are probably not going to be prime time. Nope. They're not going to be prime time.
They're going to get the garbage game.
Yeah, they're going to get the garbage game. And unfortunately, I'm going to be at a training, and I can't have it on my phone, but... we're probably going to get like a early game or something.
No, you can get it on your phone, Eric. You got to go to Walmart tonight and get one of those little screen, like a little screen protector where it like blacks it out, where like only you can see it and everybody else sees a black screen. Because I'll tell you right now, full disclosure, my phone will be on because all these games are to be determined.
Yeah.
New York and Cleveland, that will be the prime time game. Toronto, Tampa Bay, Chicago, White Sox, Oakland. Now,
I think the late night game will be the A's versus
the White Sox.
Yeah.
Okay. So A's, White Sox.
The Blue Jays will be the, I would say that's the 3 o'clock game.
That'll be the second game.
And the Astros will be the noon game.
Yep. The noon game.
That's how it's been every time. It's like maybe even 11 o'clock game just to get all them in. But just keep in mind, the next day, there's going to be 8 games.
Wow. It's like March Madness.
Yeah.
And then so
there's no days
MLB,
off.
MLB, can y'all give us a website like March Madness does where we can click the boss button and like some like fake forms, you know, pull up on our computer? Surely Major League Baseball is going to do what the NCAA does and broadcast all the games without having MLB.tv. What do you think, Eric? You think they'll do it?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm just worried about the Astros' home road record. They're 9-23 on the season.
I know that.
And they play all road games.
All road games.
There's no home games. There's no fake. There's no trash cans. There's no fans. There's no.
Can we fly a plane over with a banner that says "Welcome to Minute Maid Park" or something? Would that like help the guys out?
Well, I think you could probably do that once they get to the World Series and they play at Globe Life Field. Because I think we could probably find some connections for that. So
TGF Friday Stadium, whatever they call it, is that what it is?
So, Lance McCullers, I feel a lot better with him after the last few starts. And
yeah, this guy has been on a major tear. Lance McCullers has basically, in his last, four starts, has not given up a run in almost, I don't know how many innings.
Yeah, he said in his last 7 or 8 starts, I think, indicate the pitcher who I am. Dusty Baker. Let me go with McCullers. He says, I'm damn proud of myself, since you already said the other word earlier. We can take away games or innings, but you want to look at the large sample size. You could subtract a 30-man hump in early August when he gave up 8 runs in 3 2/3 innings on August 5th, and I'm rocking a sub 3.00 ERA. So, yeah, and Dusty Baker says he was great. He had it going on, and he was throwing strikes. He got some big strikeouts when he needed. He's ready. Like I said, this was just a tune-up for him. We didn't want him to go too deep into the game, but we do want him to get some work in, and he did, and it was quality work.
So Jay Kaplan just tweeted, and this is what he's saying. He's saying the Twins are lined up to go Kenta Maeda Game 1, Jose Berrios Game 2, and Michael Pineda Game 3, if necessary. The Astros are lined up to have Greinke in Game 1, Valdez or Urquidy in Game 2, and McCullers in Game 3 if necessary. So we were correct there. A guy from the Minnesota Twins side was thinking that McCullers would go second and Valdez go third. No. But I think Kaplan probably has a little bit better handle.
And it's also the time since he's last pitched. So I don't think the Twins guy probably looked at when he last pitched.
Okay, so here it is. Basically, yesterday, Brian McTaggart tweeted out, he said, Lance McCullers Jr. will head into the playoffs, having allowed no earned runs, 7 hits, 4 walks with 24 strikeouts in his last 17 and 2/3 innings in the regular season with a .63 whip. So that is actually phenomenal. That's really good.
Yes. And prayers out there to Gary Pettis. He is going to be out for the rest of the season. He had multiple myeloma. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And he would miss the rest of the season. And he's expected to make a full recovery for the 2021 season so he can get back to doing a windmill. Go home, unless he's going to stop somebody when they should have scored or something like that.
Right. Well, you know, and maybe that'll give you even more reason to play when someone like that's down and out. You want to do well for him. You want to get around third. You know what I want to see in this series, Eric? I want to see a Jose Altuve home run. I want to see a Kyle Tucker triple.
You did today.
No, in the playoffs, Eric, when it counts. Yes, I know, but I don't want solo bombs. I want runners in scoring position. So here are my three keys to Astros victories, okay? Astros starters going 6-plus innings with 6 or more strikeouts, okay? Astros hitters with runners in scoring position hitting 400 or higher, okay? And number three, whoever they get to close, because I don't know who they should have to close, that they are able to come in and finish the deal. Those are the three keys to success for the Houston Astros.
I have an idea. Now, you remember Major League?
I do remember Major League.
Remember with the catcher who couldn't throw to the second base? And they gave him a little magazine to kind of look at. Maybe I'm downing myself now. Ryan Pressly should look at some magazines before he goes out there to kind of take his mind off things or something like that. But
do we have a certain sponsor that we got to do a live read on?
That
one? Okay.
No, we don't. Dang it.
Okay.
But if you have some issues with that, you can always contact Roman and tell him that Locked On sent you.
That's right. That's true. So, Eric, if I were to ask you today, you have to make a decision. Astros beat the Twins in the ALDS, yes or no?
It's the wild card series.
What did I say? ALDS. I'm sorry. I'm so used to us going to the ALDS. So the wild card series. I'm not used to us being the wild card.
Yes. I think I would have been more comfortable versus the A's, especially with Matt Chapman out for the rest of the year. But the A's bullpen is fierce, and that worried me a lot. And the Astros bullpen is the opposite of fierce. But I think the Twins, they're pretty even team. They have more power, but they're about the same as the Astros. The only difference is some of the stuff that the Astros hit for doubles, the Twins hit for homers.
That's right.
That type of thing. So basically.
So the Astros, you and I both think they get past the Twins. Then they play the winner of the White Sox and A's series. Who do you think wins that series?
The White Sox and A's. I don't know if the A's offense can battle the White Sox, but you have to keep in mind how young that White Sox lineup is.
So we could face Marwin Gonzalez, 2017 World Series champion Houston Astro, former Astro, in the first round. In the second round, we could face Dallas Keuchel, 2017 former world champion Houston Astro. And so let's say they get past those two teams. With New York and Cleveland, who do you think wins that series, New York or Cleveland?
The Indians have a dynamic rotation, even without Clevinger. I still can't believe they traded him off. But well, Zach, please, Zach. I know why, but.
Well, but he's been terrible, though, by the way, for the Padres. He hasn't pitched very well, so.
And I think he got hurt, too, but.
So you've got the Indians over the Yankees?
No, I'm going to have to go with the Yankees.
Okay, okay, so you got the Yankees. I'll have to go with that. Okay, so, you got the Rays. All right, so we got the Rays and the Yankees. We got the Astros and the White Sox. Who are you taking in the Rays and Yankees series?
Just to piss some Yankees fans off, I'll go with the Rays. Charlie freaking Morton's going to get the Game 7 win.
I'm going with the Rays, too, all right? So sorry, Yankee fans. Yankees still suck. All right, so now we've got the Astros and the White Sox. Do the Astros have enough to get past the White Sox? Yes or no?
They're going to have to limit the bats and they're going to have to hit because that lineup can get some homers.
All right. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they take it to the last game of the series, that the Astros topple the White Sox and we have the Astros versus the Rays. And then you have to give them a third straight series with a former 2017 World Series champion teammate that they play against. Is that fate or what? That is freaking destiny, bro. That is going to happen. Mark my words, H-Town Wheelhouse. I'm calling it right now. The sage of the MLB, I'm calling it. The Astros will face in each round of the playoffs leading to the World Series a former teammate of theirs and defeat all three of them going back to the World Series.
The White Sox are tied with the Yankees, well, before today's games with 94 homers. So, they both got some power. The Twins, the White Sox have some power. The Twins have power. The Blue Jays have powers. The Rays hit 80, and who else? The A's only hit 70, and the Astros have hit 66, not including Jose Altuve.
I wish they would have hit 69.
How many did they hit today? I know Ledmus Diaz hit one, and
then Altuve hit one.
So that's 68.
Oh, they didn't get to 69. Dang it.
Well. Oh, well.
I'm just saying, that would have been a great number to end on. So 2020.
This is sponsored by Roman.
Be like Bill and Ted's, 69, dudes, you know? That would be awesome.
All right, so we're going to go in a deeper look tomorrow. We'll kind of look at the Kenta Maeda versus the Astros hitters matchups, and we'll look at the Zach Greinke versus Kenta or the Twins matchup. But this is not going to be an easy task. I'm not saying just because I think they're going to win, that doesn't mean I don't think this is going to be a hard series. It's going to be a hard series. I think one of them is going to be a blowout game on both sides, and whoever scores the most runs will win, obviously. But
they have to stay out of extra inning games,
yes.
Period. They have to win it in 9 innings. They can't extend it to 10. They're not successful there.
Yeah, for some reason, I have no idea why the Astros struggle. Maybe if it's the they just don't have the bullpen, and I'm trying to see if it's on this list here. But I remember they've only had like 3 wins in extra innings, and it's like crazy, if that. And we'll have to talk about that tomorrow. But maybe it's just that I think it's really they don't have the bullpen to just come in and shut down.
Yeah.
And when you have people like Nivaldo Rodriguez in there a year or two before.
You've got young players. You've got a guy starting on second base. That is mentally already a challenge.
Right.
I mean, now, the field is level. Everybody has to do it. So it's not like, you know, they're being picked on. But that is tough. I mean, when you've got a guy on second base and you're like, okay, well, not only do I have to get 3 outs, but I got to keep this guy from scoring because 2 sacrifice flies that are deep in the outfield, that guy scores.
Yeah. It's kind of like giving up a homer in the 9th inning when you're trying to close out a game. So, yeah, that sucks. Yes, Ryan Pressly, I'm looking at you, but I'm sure he's going to do much better in the playoffs. I don't think this guy's Ken Giles by any means, but we'll have to see. But, guys, we'll talk more about this series. We'll have all the excitement, and we'll go and get some fans' reactions for tomorrow's podcast. And don't forget to check us out every day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and go Stros, and don't forget to go check out my friend Soli for all the playoff talk around baseball at the Locked On MLB podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.